But Shmuel says that no, in the Mishnah the Gears are only Umanin Lechazaka, but not a Shutif, because according to his opinion, a Shutif actually would be able to be Mavsik in these Nechasim. Now, Yesh Inyin Leshutif, the In Lechazaka. Now, the truth is that there are places that a Shutif would not have a Chazaka. In Farash Lekaman, as the Gemara explains later on. So says to Israel, I'm going to say, if that's the case, listening but misneeding, why didn't Mishnah say Shutif in Lechazaka? No, the way our Gers is, a Shutif does not have a Chazaka. Although there are partners that could have a chazaka, as we said, aris, even though other sharecroppers, but others that are not from ancestral sharecroppers, the yeshla chazaka, and still we say inlim chazaka, so it's a yeshla chalak that one could differentiate, because regarding shutev, it's a type of category in every type of shutev. But arisin, there's different types of categories of arisas, and you have certain categories that don't have a chazaka, and therefore that's why our Mishnah said aris in the chazaka, but Shmuel did not want to say shutif in lem chazaka. Next says master begin the words of the Gemara shutif kiyer b'shustami. So he says a shutif is like someone that came with permission. Lav lemem de in lechazaka. Isn't that to say that because you know so therefore you can't have a chazaka? So as Tais is when time begin to say menole. How does he know this? Maybe it's only regarding the halacha that when he takes his profits, it's even those which are already able to take in, on your shoulder. Some of the Gemara is going to say shortly. And maybe not just tell you that there's no chazaka. Maybe going to say, but no, the Gemara understands that because we're totally comparing the shutif in totality to the sharecropper, and the sharecropper does not have a chazaka. How do you know? Maybe it's compared to other sharecroppers, actually, sheshlam chazaka, which actually do have a chazaka, but like it is about the opposite, not like regarding the ancestral sharecroppers. And therefore, it has that question, how would you know that it means enlem chazaka? Next time, Mazda begins with the words Gemara, shvach megi l'ksafim. So he said that the reason of the wording that we said was to say in Eret Chiddush that even the shvach megi l'ksafim, the benefit that the improvements that come to the shoulder, that even that he gets to take by sadash in litik like a sadhasur lit. Now Mefarash Rashi Bakama Kemis, Rashi in many places, Bakhina Bain Shmuel and Sutra Rashbam over here explains and Megillik Safim, what does it mean? Kugan anov merum libatzer. It means like, yeah, it's ready for the shoulder because it's ready to be harvested and it doesn't need the ground anymore. Now of course it's difficult because I mean the Gemara Bam Tzidap Tzvam Bay says Vamaisim Bachol Yoim. There are stories every day. But Kamagvi Shmuel Bal Chayiv, Shmuel would collect for the credit B'Shvach Megillik Safim from the improvements that were ready to be taken off from the ground already. Now V'Yisar Gedayi Dech Nevi, you're going to think to say the way Rashi says Hainanav Merum Lebatzim, its grapes are ready to be harvested. Okay, if that's the case, Bal Chayiv Lagav Minayu, so then the credit should not be able to collect from the Kedem Ksubas. Like Gemara says in Ksubas Perek Nayin Dav Nun Mem Beis. Amalei said to him, Zil havle mitamri dal budger, give him from the dates that are on the mat. Amalei, lehel b'chayiv. At the most, he should be a creditor. The chazal budger come, and you can't collect from, credit cannot collect from what's detached. So he said, no, the chazal budger come in. He says, no, I mean, what's fit to be on the mat? So I've said, but what I mean, at the end of the day, kolem legodi kagodi dami, even though it's still connected, but even if it's fit to be harvested, like harvested already, so he said, no, the tzich l'dikla come in. He says, I meant what still needs the tree. So I'm a CC, says, l'govim o'isam o'im l'godr. You cannot collect from those that are ready to be harvested. And that's shvach megil l'ksafim, the way Rashi is explaining. But pirchi, he says, it's not a difficult, it's not a question. The Rashi nam l'boi l'meimer, Rashi also does not want to say, me'isam o'im l'botzer, from those that are ready to be harvested, miyad, right away. What it means to say is called davar shezibulitarsh. All the things that are going to end up being detached, could be pagan laibaisa, like the unripe grapes or figs. Meaning, but they're not ready right now, and therefore they're also would be included in not even the godik godik dami. So that is not difficult on Rashi. Now, in the meantime, Rashi explains actually megilik safim. What does that mean? Haynu davar shebal de toirach. It means something that came through an effort. My siray and the rings are proof for this. And therefore, when you would say the chiddush is that the shutif takes, we call him that kiyad b'shustam, is to say that by the shvacha megillik sofim they put effort into making, he takes by sadash in the svilutik and sadash sulita. And what's his raya? What's Rabbi Yehuda's proof? Ma'adit nam b'sei perik yesh nechlin. The Gemara later on, the kuf l'madavim and alv. Ha'imer ze achi. Someone says to a guy that is not known to be one of the brothers. One of the brothers said, this guy is my brother. Saying them, he's not believed regarding to the other brothers, but he'll take with this that guy, which he's claiming is the brother, will take with this guy who's admitting a portion. Now, Mace, if he dies, the assets go back to their place. I mean, this other guy, if he dies, it goes back to the place, to the brother that gave it to him, because no one else really shared in giving it to him. Now, let's say he inherits assets from elsewhere. So then the brothers do divide with him because he was saying that they are brothers. Now, Abay Rava, the Rava asked within of Kavod Hamayim and Beis Shvach, Shashivcha Nechasim Aleihem Mahu. What's the halacha regarding the improvements that happened by itself? So he says, B'Shvach Megillik Safim, regarding Shvach Megillik Safim, again, how you translate that, Leite Bay Lach, that's no question, L'chinaf Makam Acher Dami. That's considered, that's similar to like which you inherited from somewhere else, which, again, they'll go to the other brothers. Kit Baylach, the question you have is, B'Shvach She'in Megillik Safim. Kagoyim, for example, Dikla, V'olim, you had a tree that got a thicker aramask, a certain, or a land that developed sediment. So it's much, but it sounds like Shvach She'in Megillik Safim. What is that? Hainu B'Me'elov, that came by itself. So you see that Shvach She'in Megillik Safim, it came by itself, meaning, and Megillik Safim is that it came through an effort. So that seemingly is the way Rabbein Tam explains. But actually, Rabbi Chanan Nira, the other Rabbi, to the contrary, Mishum Kosh Rabbein Tam. Actually, there is difficult Rabbein Tam. Why? Because the Lamashin B'Loshin, why is it changing the word? Karma originally says, Nachas Meshivach Malayim Ahu, what's Allah, Nachas Meshivach Malayim? Ubasach, and then says, Kitabay, look, when you read up a question, Meshivach in Megillik Safim, regarding Shvach, that's not Megillik Safim. The Mikari Nami have little member. The Gemara originally should have also said Shvach She'in Megillik Safim. Elamash, rather it sounds like the Shvach Megillik Safim, the Nami have Nachas Meshivach Aleim, are also assets that improve by itself, which is not like Rabbein Tam. According to Rabbein Tam, that's actually the difference between the wording. But Kosh Rabbein Tam, also difficult to according to Rabbein Tam, is my Kamar, why is the Gemara saying Kugan Dokal Dikla Ba'alim, like a tree and they got thicker? Have the Mamer should have said Kugan Pierce Abbas Malayim, like Pierce that came by itself. That's a more simple case of happening by itself. But Rashi, says the ain't tamal perish Rashi. Don't wonder according to Rashi's interpretation. The Shvachah Megillik Safim that he holds it's Hainu Peiris. That means that it's ready to be harvested as Peiris. Amay Chashal Nikod Nachasim Shapul Makam Acher. Why is that considered like the Chasim that which Gemara is saying? Oh, Shvachah Megillik Safim is considered like assets that came to him from somewhere else. Vitlu Achiv Imai that his brothers take with him. Halugam Lehem. Yesh Paris by Artsam, but they also had Paris in their land, Shaitz Kenegizu, which was correlating to this one. So why would they necessarily get it? To Miboile, because he's asking Medikalva Olam, by a tree that got thicker aramaska, certain and land that developed sediment, Ichashav Kanafalay Nachasim Makam Acher, if it's considered like assets that fell to him from somewhere else, Koshkin Paris, for sure Paris, this land Khashvinu Tvei, that for sure we should consider even more Kanafalay Makam Acher, as if it came to him somewhere else. Can Mukha Bukhar, like it's obvious from the halachas of the firstborn son, later on of Kof Chabdal Maraf, the Pligi Rebbe Rabbanon, Bechafida, or Bechafura, Behave Shibli, Shalfufi, or Shalchufi, Behave Tamri. And the question is, Bechor Neitel Bishnaim, Eloi. Does the firstborn son take a double portion or not? Meaning that the machlekes is regarding only Paris that came up in the karka from themselves after the father passed away. And still they all agree. Miska certain by the tree that got thicker or the land that developed some type of sediment. The shakal that there you could collect it. So almost obviously you see chashvin Paris tvei. You see that Paris are considered even more. But nafl achmekain. Regarding or kinaf lose the girsa, like this halacha when Bechor does not get a double portion with something that happens at a later point in time, you see it's considered even more medikla than the tree that got thicker. And therefore it makes sense to say shitlo elcha beperis that the brothers are going to take in the peris, even though they take in their portion also. Dehim Terechu Vemochu, because they put in the effort and they consumed. But just that the dead, that person that died, that dead brother, why wouldn't they take in his effort like him? It's like detached. And we told him, and if it was attached, and then he dies, that the posh, that's obviously that they should take with him. And therefore, also the fruits that are attached, you could say like Tlushim, and they divide with him, even though that also in the kark in their portion develop pears. So that makes sense according to Rashi. Now, miu kashal pesha kunjah, but what's difficult according to Rashi is lomo hotzal kan laharach. Why would the Gemara's wording have to be lengthy? But let me to say b'shvecha megi l'ksafim by the improvements that are megia l'ksafim. The hainu that is pesha b'chal shon b'shana. That's the fruits of every single year kadinar is like a sharecropper. L'hoyle lema ella should have only said shenayta basada that he takes in the field shena suyulita. And that's not usually planted. Kesada suyulita like that one which is planted. Dain kadin aris. That's like the halacha of a sharecropper. The year which lebeshos. That comes without permission. Shakal besada hasuyulita that he takes in the field that's usually planted. Because then it's like a sharecropper. Kedam and asher like the Moshe says. Mitzia daf kafal manaf. You look at steich haverus lebeshos v'chulu. Masik more comes out. The besada hasuyulita that when it's a field that's usually planted. I'm the kama adam reitz like besada zoo. Well, not how much a person wants to usually give and have it planted. Peres Rashi actually explained. Hani kedin al yisir. That's like the halacha of a sharecropper of the city. And therefore it's difficult. What he's saying is lengthy. Just say that part. We're going to know that that's like the aris. Of the Pirush Ben Tam, Asa Shapa, but according to Ben Tam, it makes sense. Toch Pirush is what's saying. Shnoi Tadavka B'Shvecha Megil Iksafim Dahein, which according to Ben Tam, that means Bo'al Ditarech Basada. That when it comes to effort in the field, Shein Asu Yelita, that's not usually planted, so that's Yelita like a field that's usually planted, Kedin Aras like a sharecropper. A Ben Megil Iksafim, which again, happened by itself, Leitel Kedin Aras. Oh, that did not going to take like a sharecropper. But Avagav, that the Adam or the Aris, even though the Aris actually does take the Shvach tapas by itself, that he came with a permission. So the Gemara held they in the little b'shvach habameil of kedin aris. They should not take with the Shvach tapas himself like Aris. So the recording of Bein Tam is necessary to say this chilik. But it's difficult because the b'chol makom garis ubesad in old Sarm it says ubesad with a field bevav. It appears there, according to this interpretation, of Lamima Basada Balaivav, it should have said in a field without a Vav, Kibin the Chada Milsi, since it's one teaching, it's going back on what we just said before. Now, the Yeshle Yashav Perish Akunja is now we could actually resolve Rashi, but the Farash, and explain Ahida Shayel, that the Gemara and Ashayel, come out of the Meritzalita in Basada Zul Naita, how much does a person want to give and have it planted? The Lava Hainikid in Aris. It's not like we had assumed. That's like a halacha of a sharecropper. Because the is nice and useful, metzal shlish, cares about second kamitz rachim. A sharecropper actually has a different halacha. You give more for a half and a third because he's busy with many different things. A halacha perusha, what it means is, come on, mitzalit and likabna. How much are we willing to give to a contract, the lita sadzut to plant this field, and not to have like halacha of a sharecropper? Rather, right away he'll get his payment. But it'll take more than a daily labor. Because a daily labor, in the level of Sakin, he doesn't have to take care of anything if his Kalkava gets ruined. And it's continued up of Mem Gimel Rav, this is what it's saying. Shenoitl b'shvach megilik safim, that he'll take from the shvach megilik safim ka'agas, shalo yistalko eisai, which he won't remove him k'may kabin like a contract. Like you do with some of the plants without permission, shemazalkan eisai, Bakach, that you remove him. A fill of Mesada Sudilita, even from a fill that's usually planted, Mesada Shinzulita, Hulu Perish, Vaoid, Shigam, Mesada Shinzulita, also in the fill that's not usually planted, Noita Kuma Basulita, he takes like by that which is planted, Mashenki Minitea, Shlevashus, which is not the case by someone that plants without permission. And so the Gemara is adding on that law, additional Locha, did you ever talk about Sada Shinzulita? He takes as if it's a Sada Shemedis Linatia. The Gemara is explaining that a shutif that's yagel l'sadech avera is halacha like yer b'shus, but he's better than him. He takes the schar b'shvech megilik safim. In other words, he takes by the payers of the field like a sharecropper, but not like someone who's yerid that takes a set wages like a contractor type of a worker.